It was a pretty disappointing weekend for Sydney AFL fans, Terry. The Swans losing and GWS getting absolutely spanked, but there's always tomorrow. Luckily, we've got Swans General Manager of Football, Tom Harley, on the line. Tom, good morning.
Andrew, TK, how are you going?
Very, very good. It was a dour affair at the SCG on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it was. It was, the Western Bulldogs, their form has really stacked up. They were outstanding last week against the Adelaide Crows, and I guess that's when a lot of the football world and the fans took notice of them. But certainly when you're in the competition, you saw how well they've been playing for the whole season, really. And, we were up for the game. We actually started the game pretty well out of the blocks in the first 10 minutes and made a few skill errors that just kept us off the pace, and, a good effort to come back to where we did. And it was an arm wrestle there for the most part of the last quarter. But I guess when you make as many skill errors as we did in turnovers and got punished on the turnovers, the Dogs are a good side and they held on. So it was a really strong contest. And, we lick our wounds. We review the game this morning and prepare for the Demons on Saturday night in Melbourne.
Yeah, you would. There's no way the coaching staff could be happy with what they saw on Saturday night, surely.
No, it was one of those games where we, when you look at the numbers and a lot of stats in all sorts of sports, certainly in football, and our contested possessions were strong, and getting the ball inside our 50 and those sorts of things. But at the end of the day, you've just got to execute your skill under pressure, and we didn't do that, and the Dogs did. And I think when you put yourself behind, particularly when you cause the errors that put yourself behind, it takes a really strong effort just to get back in the contest. And then typically you're playing against a resilient side, they'll lift again, and when they lift again, you've got to go again. So the work you do to get back on level playing field, you've got to actually replicate again to get over the line, and we weren't able to do that on Saturday night.
Buddy Franklin looked like he was about to have a pretty special game in that first quarter, but then very unlike him, very un-Buddy-like, he was quite wayward. I suppose those games just, they come now and then, don't they?
Yeah, they can happen. I mean, I think, Lance obviously is a target for us up forward, and he's been a fantastic player, and he was actually pretty good, I thought, on the weekend. But, we've got to find some other avenues to go, and we've certainly got the personnel to do that. The Dogs, they played it well. They were really well organised down back, and they would often double team, which is not anything new. We know that happens to Lance quite often, but it was one of those games where we didn't take the most of our opportunities and got punished for it.
Yep. Buddy still had three, Kurt Tippett two, Adam Goods had two goals. He kicked the first one of the game also, Tom. Has he pulled up, and is he an automatic choice now for the Swans?
Look, he pulled up really well. I spoke to Adam after the game, and he kicked the first goal of the game. He got everyone involved, and he kicked two goals as a small forward, so he did his job there. I think, it's a coaching selection issue, like with all our players, and different venues, different oppositions, and all of those sorts of things. So, we need all our players to be flexible and have a mindset like that. And Adam's no different. But, he got through the game well. He certainly benefited, speaking to him, from the 2 weeks he had in the reserve. So, he's definitely in the mix. And we have the twos, the reserves had a pretty strong performance, which has actually occurred in closer at the SCG. So we've got some numbers coming through. Isaac Heaney hopefully is available for selection again this week, and also Sam Reed. So touch wood, our health of our list is pretty strong at the moment. So we reassess the team every Thursday and put the best 22 on the park.
Now, Adam, I know you must be sick, Tom, of talking about Adam Goods, but it's an interesting comment from your co-captain, Jared McVeigh, today, saying that he deserves the right to choose when he plays in the top grade. He's earned enough credits in his career to do that, which shows you the standing of the bloke, at the Swans and in the game of AFL. Adam, to me, seems like the type of player who would never, ever pick himself in that side unless he thought he could make a strong contribution, yes?
Yeah, no, you're right, Andrew, and that's, I read Jerry McVeigh's comments, and just in the context, it was exactly what happened when he was left out of the side earlier on in the season. There was an opportunity. We have a sub rule in the AFL where you pick 21 and then the 22nd player may only play 20 minutes and get activated in the game very late. And Adam had been subbed the week before. He'd been subbed off the week before that, so he just hadn't had any run in his legs. And he actually said to the coach, he said, look, I think it's better off that I play in the reserves. And you're spot on. He does have credits in the bank in being, you know, the games record holder and dual Brownlow medalist, but just the ultimate team man. And he will put his hand up when he says he's not right to go. And I know that John Longmire, the coach, has had honest conversations with Adam, and they've been very much two ways. So, look, as I said, he got in. He got his chance back on the weekend. He kicked a couple of goals, and he's back in the mix. So, now he is 35 and played 350 games. So, you know, that does count for a bit.
Yeah, and just a quick one on Carlton, mate. Mick Malthouse, 715 games as a coach, phenomenal. But, geez, his players didn't back him up.
Yeah, I think if you're a Carlton fan, it would have been a bit of a disappointing night. But Mick, a lot gets spoken about Mick. We've spoken about Mick in on this show for a number of years now. But the fact is, he's been a remarkable coach. He's coached more games than anyone else. I can't see that record being beaten. I heard one of the commentators on the night say, if Nathan Buckley, the current coach of Collingwood, was to break this record, he'd still be coaching when he's 72. So, I mean, he started young, Mick. He started as a 30-year-old, and it was a fantastic milestone. But, I think he felt let down by the players. You can sense that in the aftermath in the press conference. So, you know, Carlton needs to get back on the horse like we all do after a loss.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Harley from the Sydney Swans. The Swannies take on Melbourne at the weekend. It's 8 o'clock.